Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 10th of April. We have US consumer price inflation data for the month of March today. And to say that financial market media is fixated on this number would be an understatement. Inflation is a very complex subject, worthy of having an entire book to explain the underlying truth behind it. And there is no single inflation number which anyone should obsess over. However, media focus will be on the headline and perhaps core number, because in the world of hashtag economics, looking at more than a single figure, or at the very most two figures, is apparently impossible. But it really is the details that matter today. The March figure is important because some of the items that were propping up inflation over the last couple of months were reflecting start-of-year price increases. And some of those annual price increases do seem to have bled from January into the February data. Those effects should now be fading. There will be an impact from the variable timing of Easter, but that has to be seen in the context of the reversal of profit-led inflation recently, which may have incentivized price discounting by some retailers in order to win back customer loyalty. For the United States economy, what matters is middle-income consumers. Here, the nonsense of the owner's equivalent rent price needs to be wiped out of consumer price data, and market rents too. Homeowners pay neither of those prices in the real world. Middle-income consumers' spending power has been consistently better than the headline consumer price inflation data has been implying. However, owner's equivalent rent is one of those things that may be preventing a higher inflation rate today. Any moderation from inflation that is due to a slowing in owner's equivalent rent will not boost consumer spending any further because, again, no one pays this price. Similarly, declines in inflation that are caused by used and new car prices, although relevant, should be treated with some caution for their impact on spending power, as most consumers are not going to be buying a car this year. Car prices absolutely should be included in an inflation calculation, but their moves are less relevant to middle-income consumers' overall spending power. Regional inflation rates are also relevant because this is an election year and regional inflation experiences may have a bearing there. The presidential race could well be won or lost in the aisles of Walmart. Regional inflation also argues against there being price stickiness, because many parts of the United States are already in a low inflation environment. Texas and Florida are best avoided from an inflation perspective. Looking at market-based prices is also helpful. Those who were worried about inflation stickiness or wage price spirals, including some fringe members of the FOMC, should be looking to market prices, which have been slowing noticeably. If inflation is only being propped up by calculated and administered prices, rather than by prices derived from market forces, it rather argues against future inflation pressures, at least for those parts of the economy where Federal Reserve policy has any kind of influence. Elsewhere, one of the credit rating agencies, it really doesn't matter which, has changed China's rating outlook from something to something else. It's a safe bet that markets will have reacted to the underlying economics behind this move some time ago. Europe has no data that is likely to compete for investor interest with the US consumer price data today. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.